Coast Radio News for Tuesday, September 7, 2021. I'm George Henry. The rising numbers of COVID-19 cases have taken its toll on some local businesses. Due to potential exposure to the virus, the Little Brown Hen decided to close for the week to deep clean their building and to get testing for their employees. The Beachcomber on Bay Street also closed for several days as they reported one of their employees tested positive. They reopened yesterday with limited hours. Businesses are already struggling with lack of adequate staff to handle the large number of holiday visitors to the area. That, coupled with several popular spots having to close, further stressed the businesses that were able to remain open. Over the holiday weekend, local restaurants were experiencing long wait times. As far as the latest numbers for the Florence area, Lane County Public Health did not update their weekend numbers for Saturday and Sunday. An update on cases is expected today. Another popular recreation spot has also had to close its doors. Holiday Bowl in Florence has succumbed to the effects of COVID-19. The decision came after a push to register players for the once popular fall and winter leagues. Holiday Bowl has been in operation for more than 60 years in Florence. Owners Mike and Chris Lemhouse hope to find a buyer for the business. Western Lane Fire and EMS Authority released the results of a phone poll that was taken by Nelson Research and the Public Affairs Council. According to the results of the poll, 86% of the respondents believed they received pretty good or excellent service from Siuslaw Valley Fire and Rescue and Western Lane Ambulance. The poll, which consisted of 18 questions, was initiated in part to help determine the future needs for the district. People were also asked to give their opinion on a possible merger of the two entities, with 77% being in favor. There were several questions in the poll about a potential merger, and most were answered favorably. The poll had no direct questions regarding the idea of privatization of Western Lane Ambulance, which has been a popular topic proposed by opponents of the merger, but 93.4% of people asked said it was very important to have highly trained and experienced fire and ambulance staff to handle emergencies. That's Coast Radio News for Tuesday, September 7, 2021.